here at Budweiser Plaza at NRG Stadium. Boy, I wish it was game day. It's rodeo time, though, and that's pretty cool. You know what else is cool? Pat McAfee's radio show in Indianapolis. I know he's the punter for the enemy, but he says some interesting things about our place. DP Sidhu had a chance to catch up with him.
DP Sidhu here at the NFL Combine with Indianapolis's punter Pat McAfee. How's it going today, Pat?
I'm doing fantastic. It's great to chat with you. Every single year we get the opportunity to travel to Houston, it's my favorite city to go to, and that's not a joke.
Oh, you don't just say that to everybody that interviews you here?
I don't. I love Houston. I really do. Great steak places. The people are amazing, and Reliant Stadium is the loudest stadium I've ever played in. That's a 100% true story.
Well, you know, you do a lot of stuff in the media. What's it like between playing in the NFL and all of your work that you do with NFL Network and all the interviews? What's that been like for you? You seem to really come into your own. And now you've got your own show as well, right?
Yeah, my show is only here in Indy. It's watched by about 30 people. But guys like Shane Leckler, who kind of paved the way for punters to kind of make an impact on a game. Shane was a guy I looked up to in my entire career, a guy I still look up to and try to learn from. But I don't have to memorize as many plays or game strategies or anything like that. So it opens me up a little free time doing media. Just like to chit-chat a little bit. Sometimes I put on a little makeup because I haven't seen the sun here in Indy in about 2 months. But it's just a lot of fun. I just have a good time. That's about it.
Yeah, I see you sometimes talking with Shane before the games. I mean, what's that relationship like? Is it he's someone that you've just gotten to know from playing the same position? I mean, what's he like as far as now? You've come pretty far in the league. Do you still talk about game or other things?
Well, kickers and punters are kind of a brotherhood. Watching Bullock kind of grow up and watching him get so much better, I was so happy for him. And Shane Leckler has just been so great for so long. So the first time I met him, he was playing in Oakland, and it was like I was meeting an idol. So now we're not friends, to say the least, but he's a guy I look up to. I get a chance to chat with 2 times a year. And it's a brotherhood. There's only 32 of us that do what we do, so we're kind of the only people that understand. And in Houston, you guys get the fantastic opportunity to have 2 really good ones. So it's a lot of fun to chit-chat with them. And the AFC South is filled with a lot of great people.
How about J.J. Watt? You had a chance to see him at the Pro Bowl a little bit.
Yeah.
What do you think of what he's been doing in the season he had this year?
Well, his season was unbelievable. That turn down for Watt thing that happens at Ryan Stadium is one of the coolest
NRG,
things.
NRG, but yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's just such a good person. He's a hardworking person. And then whenever I got a chance to meet him at the Pro Bowl, it's just like he's real. He's not a fake person.
He's a wild man, Pat McAfee, Colts punter. Now, John Clayton of ESPN, Drew Doherty caught up with him as our Combine Clearinghouse continues.
All right, it wouldn't be a combine experience without our annual conversation with John Clayton of ESPN. Great to see you again this year.
Good to
see you. Hey, biggest question mark in your mind for the Texans heading into 2015 is?
Quarterback still, but I think we know what the answers are going to be. You know, barring any kind of surprise, it'll be Ryan Mallett re-signing, Ryan Fitzpatrick being there, and then having competition to see who's going to end up being. Now, you'd have to figure, you know, with Houston not getting a high pick, which is a good thing, now that puts them in a position that down the line they can look at quarterbacks, second round, third round, fourth round, see what they like there, take a quarterback, and Bill O'Brien would be good at developing it. But I'd say quarterback still the biggest question.
In your mind, with the limited, I guess, viewing of Mallett that we had, what did you see that was good? What did you kind of want to see more of?
Him on the field is what you want to see more of. I mean, because we haven't seen much of it. And remember, he was behind Tom Brady in New England, which is kind of like being behind Brett Favre in Green Bay.
Sure.
You don't get a chance to play. And you can see that he's tall, pocket-type passer that Bill O'Brien likes, has amazingly strong arm, but you just didn't see enough that you can really make a judgment. That was the same thing in New England because, and I guess in many ways that benefited Houston because they didn't have to give up a high draft choice to get him. But, you know, still, it's a work in progress. You just don't know.
Yeah, he started 2 games. You also had Fitzpatrick starting the bulk of the games. Case Keenum got in there, won a couple at the end. Tom Savage played a half in this building. So 4 different quarterbacks got meaningful snaps. On the whole, what do you think that says about the job Bill O'Brien did this year?
It's a great job because, I mean, the big thing is he brought back stability. He brought back, you know, the defense came back, and the team won. I mean, the fact that it was able to get to 9 wins after the bad season before, that's a good thing. I think that, you know, you can see it's like, okay, he built a good base. That base now 8 or 9 wins. The better the play at quarterback, the better chances of advancing right now. And so I think that was the big thing he was able to do. Players seem to respond to him. You can see that he has a good system. So I think he established himself well in the first year.
Always fun to catch up with John Clayton. Next week's show will feature, among other things, Texans assistant coach, linebacker coach, Mike Vrabel. That should be a lot of fun. So join us 11 o'clock Saturday night for Texans 360. Thanks to everyone who worked on the program this week. Have a great night and go Texans!